Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting second. The left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The DH, Pete Lockhock. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Larry Gura. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Brian Downing. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Francisco Barrios. And now, play ball. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae takes first base on ball four. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McRae. The throw from Essien and he is safe. McRae steals second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garr moves to third. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McRae. Horta reaches second base with a double. Garr scores. Bannister goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Horta moves to third. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Horta tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a pop-up towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jack Brohmer now playing second base. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gar. Otis reaches second base with a double. Lockhock goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, White Sox. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett juggles the ball. That's an error on Brett. Gar moves to second. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Downing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayberry for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Lockhock moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer fields it and throws to second for the out. Lockhock moves to third. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Porter moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer is called out on strikes. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 1 in the game. Essien takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Garr hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McRae is hit by the pitch. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McRae. The throw from Essien and he is safe. McRae steals second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens strikes out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McRae scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Lockhock is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brohmer hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Patek. Johnson moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Otis strikes out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Patek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Patek steals second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek misplays the ball. That's an error on Patek. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 2 in the game. Downing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Soderholm moves to third. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Soderholm scores. Downing moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, White Sox. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Essien takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Garr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Downing moves to third. Essien moves to second. Doug Bird now pitching. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's been hit by a pitch. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. Cowens hits a pop-up towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Bird covering, for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a line drive towards short. Patek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mayberry moves to second. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Otis strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-3 in the game. Spencer strikes out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Downing hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette pinch hits for Freddie Patek. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette strikes out. One out. John Wathen pinch hits for Frank White. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-4 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barrios fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.